at any time. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. The White House says a Russian attack in Ukraine is imminent. President Biden will convene the National Security Council tomorrow as Russia's military holds nuclear drills using intercontinental ballistic missiles. More than 150,000 Russian troops are near the border of Ukraine.
Conflict is erupting in the eastern part of the country. There were over 1,500 ceasefire violations reported. And we did spend the day with Ukrainian troops who are continuously taking fire from Russian-backed separatists. Those troops tell us the separatists are not only using things like mortars and artillery units, but also anti-tank missiles. They did show us evidence to support those statements. I did speak with the Ukrainian interior minister who said the country is prepared for a variety of scenarios that could unfold in the coming days.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Ukraine. Pennsylvania Democratic Representative Matt Cartwright worries Russia's Vladimir Putin has bigger plans.
It may not end with Ukraine. If Putin wants to expand into Ukraine, he's thinking about restoring the glory of the former Soviet Union.
Cartwright on Fox News Live. Today, Canadian police officers cleared out hundreds of truckers who've been protesting COVID-19 restrictions for 3 weeks.
Police formed human barricades. They walked in line in tactical gear and riot gear and basically squeezed out all of the protesters. They arrested anyone, who countered them or resisted arrest. They also, smashed into a couple of trucks and eventually will remove them. But we also saw a lot of truck drivers in the final minutes drive off. You know, they did not want to be arrested.
Fox's Matt Finn. Snow squalls and strong winds from New Jersey through New England. The Clipper system bringing whiteout conditions and making travel extremely dangerous. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Jean-Luc Burnell, a longtime Jeffrey Epstein associate, is found dead in prison.
French prosecutors believe Burnell was involved in providing hundreds of women and girls to Epstein through the modeling agencies he managed over the years. His sudden death is eerily similar to that of Jeffrey Epstein. Both men were accused of multiple sex crimes, and both were not on suicide watch when they were found dead in their prison cells. Epstein's body was discovered in August of 2019. A medical examiner ruled his death a suicide by hanging. Epstein's longtime companion, Ghislaine Maxwell, who was convicted of sex abuse crimes in December, is serving time at a federal prison in New York.
Fox's Christina Coleman. The family of Dante Wright says the sentence handed down for the officer who killed the 20-year-old black man is too lenient. Kim Potter faced 7 years in prison but was sentenced to 2 years. The former officer says she mistook her handgun for her taser when she shot Wright last April. NASCAR's Daytona 500 gets going tomorrow.
They're expecting this place to be sold out. More than 100,000 people expected to pack this place. But if you know NASCAR fans, then you know a lot of them are already here and have been for days in the tailgate section. It's a party atmosphere, lots of good food and drinks to go around. And there's even a group of guys from D.C. throwing a bachelor party. We had a word with them, and they tell us the weather alone made this an ideal place to celebrate this weekend. We've talked to fans who have come from as far as New Hampshire.
Fox's Charles Watson at the Daytona International Speedway. Brian Flores is back in the NFL. The Pittsburgh Steelers hired the former Miami Dolphins coach to serve as a senior defensive assistant. Flores sued the NFL and three teams over alleged racist hiring practices. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.